Welcome to Playtime with Phone and Adam. I hope you enjoyed the stories.
This is May 27th book marathon, where our special guest is going to be reading our books for us. This is our fourth book today, and what is it this time?
Well, this is Amelia Bedelia's Sleepover. I hope you're excited for this awesome, wonderful book that we're going to read. You ready? Set, go. Amelia Bedelia was excited. Tonight was her very first sleepover. All the girls in his class was going to Rose's house for a slumber party. Amelia Bedelia and her mother drove to Rose's house. Is a slumber party fun? Asked Amelia Bedelia. Because sleeping is boring. You might not sleep much, said her mother. You will play, eat pizza, paint nails. Do we paint the nails and then hammer them? Asked Amelia Bedelia. Or do we hammer them first? Amelia Bedelia's mother laughed. You'll have fun, sweetie, she said. I promise. When Amelia Bedelia arrived at the front of the door swung open. Her friends ran out to greet her. Rose's mother came outside, too. Good luck, said Amelia Bedelia. Amelia Bedelia's mom. I think I'll need it, said Rose's mother. I am a light sleeper. Me too, said Amelia Bedelia. She reached in her backpack and pulled out her flashlight. I sleep with this light every night. Bingo! Chess. Monopoly money! The girls played board games. Amelia Bedelia had worried that she would be bored, but she was not. Next, everyone went outside to play tag, and then the sun began to set. The pizza's here, called Rose's father. Come in and get it. And for dessert, said Rose's mother, we will toast marshmallows and make s'mores. Won't we wreck your toaster? Asked Amelia Bedelia. They melt into a gluey blobby, Rose's father laughed. We toast them on the grill, he said. After pizza was gone, John speared a marshmallow on on Amelia Bedelia's stick. Holly showed how to turn it carefully and slowly to get a crunchy brown skin. Amelia Bedelia put her marshmallow on the top of a chocolate bar between two graham crackers. Yum, said Amelia Bedelia. I like some more, please. Now you know why they're called s'mores, said Rose. After many more s'mores, the girls went inside the house and put on their pajamas. But it was not time for the slumber yet. Rose bought bottles of glittery nail polish in colors of the rainbow. Every color had its perfect name. Amelia Bedelia painted Amelia Bedelia's nails with shamrock green on her left hand, blue iceberg on her right hand, and banana sunrise on her right foot. And she saved her left foot for cotton candy cupcake. Amelia Bedelia sighed. She said, I'm so happy. We don't have to hammer them. Too soon, the clock struck 10. Bedtime, girls, said Rose's mother. The lights out, no giggling allowed. Oh, well, thought Amelia Bedelia's mother. Here comes the slumber part of the slumber body. Off went the lights, the lamps. On went Amelia Bedelia's flashlight. She showed her friends how to make shadow puppets on the wall. One by one, the girls fell asleep, all except Amelia Bedelia. She was not one bit sleepy. She made a rabbit, then a barking dog, then an elephant with a trunk to grab. Oops, her flashlight ran out. Oh no, said Amelia Bedelia. What light will keep her company now? Then Amelia Bedelia noticed a very bright light peeking through the family room. She pulled back the curtains and the moon shone down on her. Now this was too much light. Amelia Bedelia dragged her sleeping bag under Rose's ping pong table. Perfect, thought Amelia Bedelia. Now I'm having a sleep under. Amelia Bedelia snuggled down. She gazed up on the moon and had heard people say, there's a man on the moon she never seen. seen him until tonight. He looked just like her dad. Amelia Bedelia closed her eyes. The next morning, the girls had a pillow fight. Then they made chocolate chip pancakes, yum, and helped clean up the mess. Amelia Bedelia, dad picked her up. Nice nail, said her father. Thanks, the moon man said. Amelia Bedelia, huh? It sounds like you need to take a nap. And Amelia Bedelia did all the way home. I hope you enjoyed the story.
Thanks for listening. This very good book.
Thank you for listening to Storytime with Ellen and Adam and Baby.